Farm women tend to bear a great responsibility for childcare, and the strain is evident. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farms can be a great environment for kids, but also a dangerous one, which puts even more pressure on the person who is generally the primary child care provider, mom. When rural sociologist Hannah Budge and her colleagues did a health and safety study focusing on farm women, they found that safety was a top concern.
We found that the women were very aware, like, yes, we know there's dangers involved. Like, sometimes I would rather not have my child in the site, but I don't have any option. I've got these children here. They maybe can't access childcare because they maybe can't afford it. They maybe can't access it if they're in a very rural area.
Budge's co-author on the study, Florence Beacott, expands on that.
Over 60% of our rural counties in the U.S. are categorized as a child care desert. What are we going to do about this? Because again, there are folks who do not want kids to go to daycare, but we've talked to farm parents, is there are plenty who will use it if it was available. So what can we do at the community level, state level, federal level, so that there are more resources available so that people can focus on the farming and have options?
Budge and Beacott return tomorrow. You can learn more about their work on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.